This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming right up. There's a speaker agenda next week for that Farm Futures Summit that includes ag industry notables, for example, high-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, and farmer panels. You can go online to the website to check out the panel that they have planned there, all of the schedule, 18 idea-packed learning sessions. The website is farmfuturesummit.com. This event will be in Iowa City, Iowa, Thursday and Friday of next week, the 24th and 25th of January. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country gather every year for the Farm Futures Summit to take home with them skills, sharpening their business skills so that they can attack the profitability in their business anew. You can network with farmers and ranchers, too, at the Farm Futures Summit. Go to the website, farmfuturesummit.com, for the full schedule and to sign up. First, from This Week in Agribusiness, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is recalling some workers back to the job temporarily from the partial government shutdown to help process government payments made on or before December 31st. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced this morning that certain offices of USDA's Farm Service Agency will be open tomorrow, Friday, and again on Tuesday of next week, as 2,500 USDA employees are brought back for those 3 days only. Now, this will happen at about half of the Farm Service Agency locations, where staff will be able to assist agricultural producers with existing farm loans and to ensure that 1099 tax documents are provided to farmers by the IRS deadline. I was on the line with Secretary Perdue this morning as he made the announcement. He told me that while those called back staff members will be available during this 3-day window, most services permitted in this limited time can be handled over the phone. And Perdue also said farmers who have USDA loan deadlines during this lapse in funding do not need to make payments until the government shutdown ends. By the way, all Farm Service Agency staff members will be idle on Monday. That's the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. They'll hold the funeral service in Maquoketa, Iowa tomorrow for longtime local radio broadcaster Leighton Hepker, who died last week after a battle with blood cancer. In his 42 years of working at KMAQ Radio, Leighton did just about everything, and not just at the station. Leighton served as the mayor of Maquoketa, actually, for 5 years, and refereed high school basketball in the region for 25. Dennis Voy, owner of KMAQ, said Leighton was more than a valued employee. He was a friend. He said Leighton was a perfectionist. And it's something I personally witnessed on a day many years ago when Leighton interviewed me at the KMAQ studios. Leighton Hepker told me he grew up on a farm, but always wanted to be in radio. I could sure identify with that. And Leighton Hepker also was 65. He is survived by his wife, 2 children, and 3 grandchildren. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit, coming up next week, Thursday and Friday of next week. You can go online and see the program and register at farmfuturessummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.